The Gemara in Shabbos says, "Amar Rava, lecharva Yishalayim, elu b'shvil shapasku mimena anshe yamona." Yishalayim wasn't destroyed only because of the fact, due to the fact that with pasku mimena anshe yamona, no longer did anshe yamona exist in Yishalayim. Trustworthy people were hard to be found, as the pasuk actually says, "Shenema." Pasuk in Yirmiyah Shaitadus v'chutzes Yerushalayim, go search in the chutzes of Yerushalayim, Aruna, and see Udu v'bakshu v'rochayviseh, and go search in the marketplaces, v'rochayvis, in the streets, im timsu ish, im yesh oisem mishpat mevakish emuna v'eslachla. Go around in Yerushalayim and try to find me one person who's an ish emes, who's a anshe amana. If you find me one person who is Eitzen Mishpat, Mevakesh Emunah, Ve'eslachla, and with that one person I will save the whole Yerushalayim. The Gemara goes on to ask kashas on it and miyashiv it, but basically as the Gemara comes out that Yerushalayim was destroyed because there were no Anshei Amunah. And the Mishnah says a beautiful pshat in what was the chesaron, what did they lack in, what was the Anshei Amunah, what felt in the Anshei Amunah. The Mishnah says the following pshat: they say, go out in the streets, go out into the shuk, in the place where they do business. Im timsu isha, you'll find a person. Im timsu isha ina isha. What happens? A guy, you buy something, you purchase something, and he duped you, and he took you for a ride. He sold you something, let's say, worth 6, and he charged you 10. And all of a sudden, you found out about it, so what do you do? Of course, you make a beeline back to the guy. No longer he's there, he's gone. He knows that you're coming, so he starts to hide. Immediately after his ma'ana, his friend, he hides, he makes it hard to be found in order that the lokech should not find him quickly. And now the time span of Kadesh Yara Lataga will lapse, so now the lokech has it for a certain period of time. Mamela, it will be too late when they'll finally find him. Mechleis, at the end of the week, he will have lost his opportunity. Because, like we mentioned before in Siv Zayin, the Lakeach Shir is only Kadesh Yar Lataga. A time it takes him to show to a mumch and come back. And he will lose the opportunity to come back. And that is the problem here. That is the lack of Anshei Amunah, that they weren't trustworthy in business. They weren't makbid on Hilchos Anoah. Not only weren't they makbid on Hilchos Anoah, but they took it to a new step. And that is, after the Uman of the person, they were Talmid Chacham. They knew about the halachas of Anoah, that there's a Shir Kadesh Yar Lataga, and they made sure not to be available for that Shir. People ask the question, the Mashal L'Chayit, and Aynis, but Baal HaBatish question about it is that try to prove that you tried to go after the guy. You can have a log of all your faxes and phone calls to the guy, and try to prove that you were looking for him. And the Navi Fir Zayt, Mashal brings down, is that what ended up happening with Hikam Ayam Yar, that the Evdei Kochavim will come after the Mammon of Yisrael. It's just like, I guess it's a form of a Midah Keneged Midah. You were looking for him and he was playing hard to get. Kadosh Baruch Hu will have his right Shluchim to find the money of Kaisa and take it away. And Mashiach goes, after Ashtikov and Rikus, he comes back to the point and he says, Hine, Roif Avoinois, Ukmakulam Him Bedar Hazeb of the Niseno Rabbim. At the times in Mashiach, he already says that Rachmana Latzlan, the Adar, had already many Averis, and he lists a number of them. And then he comes back to us about Anoah, and he says, Masu Umatan Enu Be'emuna. The Masu Umatan of his door, the Mashiach's door, was not Be'emuna. Bechol Mine Oinoah, Viribis Ugzela. Achid Nase Keheta, until it became mutter. Anoah, who heard Anoah? No one's makbid on Anoah. It's pashit, it's buyers beware, there's no such concept of Anoah. We can't be makbid on Anoah to run a business. And taka the whole Yerushalayim, there wasn't a person who was makbid on Anoah. L'mishabalu yodim mamun chaver v'enu meshalim, was nasa keheta, he doesn't bother with it. V'yesh l'cho yorei Hashem v'charad losum libay l'cho zois. U'misha b'yodo limchais imcha v'yachich zeh zeh al kol zois. And he fears ois vayavroyu laharech b'cholzeh achamati li, in Mashiach talking, ula le'yiyah mashgiach v'dova, people are not going to listen to me anyway, okra omach chazah b'chol k'yetzu b'zeh mutav sh'yu shogig in vayu mezidin. So better I shouldn't be marach on it, because they're not going to listen to me anyway. But Beza Mashiach took a swipe here, and once on this Gemara, on Kuf Yitesh on the Beis, and Shabbos, that the people were not makbid on Ono, and that was the chesaron, and that was why it was Chavi Yushalayim, is because there wasn't one individual who's mevakesh, who wasn't anshei amono, mevakesh emuna. That's the lashon. If a person is mevakesh emuna, if a person seeks something to be fair and elokait, what he's supposed to do is, in business, he's supposed to be makbid on Hilchos Ono. I guess Hilchos Ono could be general as well, without the mashal to other forms of trickery and mekaktoyis, etc. But the mashal says the ikanukuda was on Noy's mom and cheating him with the price and then playing the game, hiding, so that the person can't get back his money. It's interesting. Achoy Me'adova. Kuf Yitesim Beis and Shabbos. All right, to recap what happened last week in Siv Zayin and Ches. Maybe we wanted to go on to other inyanim. I don't know. He doesn't say what he wanted to go on to. To recap what we did last week was, is that we, after we established that there is a Hilchos Ono, there are differences that by Shtus you could be Tavei, you are known, by Yetz Meshus you can be Mevatel the Mekach. The halacha was in Siv Zayin that a Lokech has a limited time frame, and that is Kadei Sheyar Latagin. After that lapses, the time it takes him to show to a mumcha and assess a price and come back to the moich who cheated him, it's too late and he cannot get back his money. And so too in Siv Ches was the inverse case, that if the moich was ripped off, he doesn't have the item, so he really has his man lo'olam, provided that he'll never be able to bump into another chavis that was sold and he'd be able to derive from that, deduce from that a price that he was ripped off. If it's something which is ein b'minin shina, a standard item, which is most items today, then his share is limited to Shayish al Hashash b'shak. He has to go to the shuk. So it's a limited time frame. The lokeach is mechuyev, the moich is as well mechuyev, the moich just has a problem, he doesn't have the chefetz, but if he has other means to find out the price, they are both mechuyev to find out the price after the mechira.
The lokeach has no havmina that he got yet.
He's supposed to have a havmina.
He has. Every time you go to an honest fellow, you think he's
correct. You don't. The person doesn't have to be jipping you bipshia. He could be jipping you stamazai b'tayis as well. Both of you could have made an innocent tayis. We have a tviyas or no if you'd go back to him in time. And if you don't go back to him in time, we assume that you are moicha. We're going to get to schiris later on. There's a halach mefurish if there has a shekhadei shal. It's a good point, but let's wait to it later on. And to mention, after a shir one time, is that just like we had a halacha by nekach tayis, that if a lokeach finds a mum and he continues to use it after he finds the mum, it's automatic mechili. He has no right to use an item that he plans on returning. So too by Noah, by Yesu Mishtos, if your tvi is to be mevatel the nekach and to go back to the seller, if you continue to use the item, that itself will constitute a mechili. You have no right to continue to use the item. If it will be only a Noah Shtos, then you have no problem, because the nekach is kaim anyway, and the only tvi is chazar sano, that extra dollar, whatever he ripped you off. So then you're allowed to use it. But if it's Yesu Mishtos, the Ritva says, that will constitute a mechila, the shtamshis will constitute a mechila, just like we see by Mom in Reish Lamed Beis. Alright, we're up to Siftes. Siftes is a continuation of Sifches. We were talking about where the moich's time is, Chayzel Oilam, because he doesn't have the item to show, the Mechaba now is going to qualify that somewhat. Mamed v'mamurin, when are these words said that the moich has a right to be Chayzel Oilam? That's talking about when he was ripped off at the time of the sale. And of course, then he has loyalam. That's only talking about kishaloy nishtana hashar. When the price did not change, so the marshal, let's say today he comes and he sees that he sold you something which is going in the market for six. And he knows that he only charged you five for it. So he was ripped off. Oh no, you should have paid him a six. And so he lost a dollar. Let's say he only charged you four, so it was bitul mekach. He wants a tiny bitul mekach and come back to you. That's only provided that if the shahr is the same shahr and it didn't fluctuate. So if I assume that seeing the shahr today is six, I know that last week the shahr was six as well, and I see blatant that there's a problem of a no. Aval im nishtana hashahr, but if the shahr changes, if it's a market which fluctuates, umipnei kach, and because of that, roitzel lachzaboy ein rishai. It means let's say last week when he sold it to you for four, it was taka worth four, and now it went up to six, and now he's coming crying. He said, look, I have a shia loilam, it's within my time frame, loilam, I'm coming back, it's now worth six, give me back the chayfis, I would like to sell to someone else, or if it went up on the ishtus, give me back the anah. He obviously has no right to do that, because at the time of the sale, everything was fine. What is the chiddush? Well, the chiddush would have been, That since there's a shear, we're going to see later on in the next few sifim, that since there's a shear to come back, so to speak, the mekach is not final till all the shearim pass. And since he has a shear lo'olam, so from his perspective, the mekach is not final till lo'olam. And so since there was a fluctuation in the market, he would think that, oh, now he can call his ano. But it's not the case.
But it's a different case. Maybe his supplier made a mistake and jacked the price up.
And therefore,
his supplier now is coming in and saying, I charged you too little, more.
Okay. So
is there any
cause for
that?
No, he has one din with his lokeh, and then he'll have his own separate din with his supplier. Suits everything. In that case, the supplier is the moich, he's the lokeh, and then when he in turn sells, he's the moich, and the next guy's the lokeh. Each one has a din or no.
Can he go to his lokeh and...
His moich, he can go to his supplier, but since he had the item, it lapsed the shir kadesh alataka, he will have no recourse back to his supplier, unless it's still within the time period. Then he's all right to go, why not? But only thing is, if he sold it, the day the discussed, if he had no right to sell it, he should have checked it out before he gave away the item. If he sold the item, it might be too late for him to go back to his supply.
It
might constitute a type of a, either mechila or mazik. It's a tumah. I'm not saying that's the halach, I'm just saying it's something to think about. Now the Rashi, the other Rishonim who read even more into this Mechaba, I mean they hold of that, and Tachonim read more into this Mechaba, that's Lav Dafka talking about a case at the time when the Mechir thing was fine and later on it went up. I mean that happens to be the case of Mechaba. But who Adin, if at the time of the sale he was taka cheated, let's say he sold something for four and at the time of the sale it was worth five. And now the market shot up and now it's worth seven. So regardless, even without the market shooting up, he was ripped off because he sold something before which was worth five. They have a chiddush that since the market's now worth seven, it's no longer five, he has no right to come back and taino no. Why not? So they say the following, that since Hayyaz market right now is seven, and he's coming back now, which let's say it's a long time later. Let's say it would be, let me give you even a better example. Sorry. Let me give you a better example. It was Nishtana Shah down to the downside, even an easy example. He sold something worth four and went up to be worth, he sold something worth five, he sold it for four. He was cheated at the time of the sale. And then later on, let's say a couple of weeks later, it went back down for four. So now everything looks great. Really, Lechari, he was not Nisana. But Terry says, since at the time of the Mechira, he deserved to get five and he only got four, Lechari should have a right to be today or not. And that's Rishonim Mamachad, that she has no right for Tfiyas or not. Because Hayyaz, the market right now is four. How in the world does he know that he was cheated? He can't come to that conclusion from today's price, because today's price is four and it's perfectly fine. See, he can't use today's price as a gauge to know what he was a sana a month ago. Elamai, the only way he knows it is because he knows last month's price. Oh, he knew last month's price, so why is he coming back a month later? So, Kochach, he was Moichel. Just like a lokeach has a shir kadesh yar lataga, and once that shir lapses, it's a mechila. So too, if a moichel, let's say the moichel found out shortly after the sale that he was duped, and he waits a couple of weeks to come back to the lokeach, that will also be a mechila. Because he already knew, he had the information to go back to the lokeach, and he didn't bother, he delayed, that itself will constitute a mechila.
Last week, that was
he, somehow he can see it in the newspaper now that it was last week like that? Right, so that's what the Achronim discussed, how practical it is. But the Rishonim, Rashi and Talmidei Rashba, and other Rishonim, a Mavul like that, that if he could only come to deduce his anah from today's market, and today's market is not a good gauge because it fluctuates, something, let's say, which fluctuates constantly, let's say it's stocked. I don't know, something with kind of gasoline. And I come back to you a month later and I say, you know, a month ago you ripped me off at the pump. How do you know? Today's price is not going to be indicative of what happened a month ago. Elamai, you knew already a month ago. You knew a month ago, so what took you a month to come? Must be it's a mechila. And Echanami, if he could prove that he somehow found out today, then maybe he'll have that leeway. But Minastam, we could assume that the only reason why he's coming back is because he already knew a while ago and that would constitute a mechila. Hagaz, Dr. Ramah. Here's we're talking about a case where, again, the meicher was ripped off. The meicher, let's say, again, let's keep the same case. He sold it for four and he deserved to get five. And that's a debatable issue if he deserved to get five. Because in the market today, it says it's five. But left after, that was what happened 2 weeks ago when he sold it. And that's going to be the point of contention here. Amahama'ana, the lokeh who ripped off the meicher, or allegedly ripped off the meicher, claims, shenishtana hashar, The market price fluctuated, and you cannot use today's market price as a gauge. I say that at the time I purchased it 2 weeks ago, it was taka worth 4. I, you seen the market's worth 5 because the market went up. Umisana, and the Moicha says, count is oy mishaloy nishtana. He says, no, really what you see now is 5, that's what it was really 2 weeks ago, and therefore since I was in Sana, I want my chepitz back. Alamisana lohavi raya. The Moicha, who is really the Moitzi, because the Lokeach already has the item, has to bring proof that 2 weeks ago also this was the price. Because if he doesn't bring proof, we have to at least entertain the possibility that it fluctuated, the Derech HaShorim L'shtanach Tamid, because the price fluctuates constantly. So you cannot use today's price as a gauge to say that 2 weeks ago I was in Asana. For him to do that, he would have to prove whatever it is, have Edom that 2 weeks ago that, or Mumchim to prove that 2 weeks ago that was the price. In absence of that, we say I'm waiting to make a veil of a ray and the Lokeach will win.
Does Lokeach have to be bori in this, or is the Shema good enough?
Chare Shema v'Shema would be good enough. If the Moik is a bori and the Lokeach is a Shema, so then you get into the other kolam of bori v'Shema, you'll have a chiv, maybe lots of zidei shemaim, you'll have other problems. But in this case, it sounds like they were both a bori, so it's no problem. It's ala masana lo viraya, the masana has to bring proof. And the tables could be turned. We can have the same inverted case where the lokeach was nisana, and he would like to use today's market price as an indication that he was nisana, and the merchant says, no, the price has changed, and 2 weeks ago, you paid the fair market. You weren't overpaying. Now it went down in price, and it looks like you overpaid, but at the time you purchased it 2 weeks ago, it was fine, and then we'll say, forget, I'm going to make a veil of a ride the other way around, and I'll care if the Nisana would have to bring proof, because again, the Derech HaShorim, Lishtana is Tamid. Another halakha, important halakha, which someone mentioned last week, I believe it was, V'chein continues Machabe, and Machem Epnei Doichkoi. As the seller is desperate, he needs to raise capital. And he has to give it off cheap. He sells the property for a discount or as closeouts or whatever it is, the end of a business sale or whatever it is. It's apparent that it's more than a possible mistake. It means we have to assume that the seller knew what he was doing, because people don't make mistakes by so much. Shinika, that it's clear, it's apparent. Why the yodom machal? We assume that he knew about it and he was machal, because since it was such a grave mistake, we have to assume that he was really aware of the price and he decided bedafka to sell it so cheap because he had a reason, a purpose. He had to raise money, or the svaras could be he would want to give the lokeach a present, a discount the price. He's a friend of his. He wants to give him a reduced price. Whatever it is, but there's a klal of something is b'chdeish ena das toya, we have to assume it was a b'derech matono or mechila, and you cannot come back b'tainus or no.
It works the other way as well. I think you mentioned that before.
Correct. If the lakeach will overpay, let's say there's an item worth 5, and the lakeach pays 12 for the item, it will work that way as well, in that it's b'chdeish ena das toya, and it must be that the lakeach was meichel, and the reason why he paid so much is because he was desperate, he needed the item, or he wanted to give the seller a present, or whatever it is, but he was aware at the time that he had no. Sorry? If it's because in Adas Toya, Pashas, they should not be allowed. Because it's a built-in Mechila. The person knows what he's doing, and he's a Dafka giving it at a discount. I'm not duping him, forget. He's aware of what's going on, and he's allowing it to happen, because he needs it for some reason.
So if the person is constantly overcharging, it's such a big difference.
Correct, but it's not practical. It has to be, sorry? Right, normally we have to be talking about something which is more than double. It's a general rule. It's lav dafka. Every item has its own b'chdeish adas toya. Diamonds are harder to assess than, I don't know, a gallon of milk. But b'derech klal, they use as a measure, a gauge, is double. So it's rare that someone will sell something for more than double the price, at least on a steady basis. It's unheard of. But if it will be the case, and a kanami, that would be constituted a mechila, because it's b'kdei she'nedas toya.
Well,
a lot of
times, what Dafka knows the price of the item. And could be walking in Zamorot.
Pays more than double? More than double?
Right, he doesn't know how much it costs. I mean, it could be like that.
Okay, so maybe rice, you'll have to have more. I don't know why, look, milk, if I'll charge you $2.50 for a half gallon of milk, I think you know that there's a no, even if it's less than double, right? So you have to know, if I charge you $6 or $7 for a box of cereal, I think you know that there's onah. So it's bezeshen adas toya. If you bederek klal, most items, if you will double it, you'll see that it's bezeshen adas toya. No one entertains such a high price. And now kolkach he was meichel. All right, let's move on.
Lachayer
not. It's Bekdeshin Adatsoya. We have to assume that he was Meichel unless he could prove somehow why he has his Amaratus. I don't know, he's a foreigner or whatever, or something just changed. It was a sharp reduction in the market or something recent happened, severe, that he wasn't aware. But there are called his Bekdeshin Adatsoya. It's an automatic Mechila. We do it on the secondary market, limited partnerships on the secondary market. They go for chatzi chinam, and they have price. It's the seller's stock. There's no real market to sell. It's not like a New York Stock Exchange. And it goes from party to party, and we take his advantage. That's what we do. I mean, that's what we do, no? I mean, it's normal. We do this... Right, it's a standard thing. There are the goyim talk sometimes have a taina, but it's through the Chicago Partnership Board. There are many partnership boards. That's their business. It's a day-to-day thing that we do. You're not taking advantage of Fakhed. You're helping him out. He's desperate. He needs to raise capital, and you're willing to help him out by.
The guy has no choice. The guy has no choice.
He might have a different problem, like we mentioned, that he have two sharim. Right? If you can't sell the same box of zero to one person for one price and another person to another price. Well, it could be a problem of Naisiv and Naisiv and Be'emunah, like I mentioned. But Lachari, yeah, it's not going to be another. The guy was Michael. The guy knows about it. The case in the Gemara that he needed a sus b'shas mechama. He needed a sword b'shas mechama. He was desperate. All people are desperate. And look, for him, it's worth more. I mean, to some extent, there's no doctors here. To some extent, I mean, that's what the doctors do as well, right? They know the medical field knows that they have you over a barrel because for things that are life-threatening or stomach sickness, you're willing to pay more, and therefore they're allowed to charge more. They're not taking advantage of you, per se, any specific doctor. All the doctors are doing it. The whole industry does it because they know that people are desperate for...
Now become a shot.
Sorry?
That now becomes a new shot.
Correct, and that's why it's fair. Now, are you going to have tainas on doctors because they're charging so much because they're taking advantage of people? I don't think so. That is the share of all the doctors, because this business, the very nature of the business, is to take advantage of people. People are desperate. They need medicine. They need the refor, whatever it is. Sorry?
Investment.
By limited partnership?
The guy's desperate, and you tell him, listen, you know, we want 50% of your company. He's desperate. He says, yes.
So what's the work? That's it. That's fine. You're not having two prices. You're getting a guy at the time. He knows that he's, if you take a rip him off and he doesn't know, then if that could be or not. But if he knows, and because of his desperation, he realizes what he's going into and he's making a financial decision, it's the better of the two evils, because his other option is, I don't know, it's to be foreclosed on his house, whatever it is, then so be it. That's what it is.
What I think he's asking is, and it's different than the doctor, he's asking, let's say they have an umbrella costs $2, and boom, it starts pouring, and you know, and then the guy goes up to $10.
Right, I know it's on a specific individual case. I know that, but... Well, if at raining, everybody now sells their umbrellas for a higher price, and that's fine as well. We sell winter clothing at the beginning of the winter higher than we sell at the beginning of the summer.
Walmart is still $2. But there's a guy in the street of Manhattan.
Okay, then...
$300
too. So, economy. So, it will be a no until it reaches a point that's Bechdeshin, and that's Toya. What happens if we go to you and say, look, I want to charge you $10, and he clears the fire with him. I'm not sure, look, I know, we'll get to it later. But he does a proper lotion that there's a built-in mechila, no problem. That's it. It was a bit, you didn't have to buy the umbrella. I didn't ask you to buy an umbrella. If you don't want, because then I go on to the next, you know. It's fine. I'm taking advantage of your situation, but it's not hilkos or not. You want to know if it's nice? I don't know. In Shulchan Aruch, I don't know of any issa that could apply to such a case. All right, let's move on to Sif Yod. The following four Sifim, Yod Yod Aleph, Yod Beis, Yod Gimel, sort of plays itself out with one inyan. It touches on something that we already discussed in Sif Tes. But it should go much quicker. Let's see. Hameicha l'chaveru shava arba b'chomesh. If someone sells it to his friend, something which is worth four, he sells it for five, so now he was ma'ana the lokeach, so l'chaveru there should be a bit of mekach. Sharia mekach bottle. V'lo hispik la'aroisu l'taga u'l'kroivai, and he did not have time, the lokeach didn't have time yet to show it to the taga u'l'kroivai, in that small window, time frame, v'huka, it already went up in price, v'omad b'sheva, and it already went up to seven. So really, at the time of the sale, the lokeach was duped. But he had a windfall now. He had a mazel that his item that he just purchased went up in price, and now he's laughing, he's getting the last laugh, he's laughing at the Moicha, you try to dupe me, but the Maisa is, I have the last laugh, it's now worth 7, and I only paid 5 for it. The Alach is Lokech Yochel Lakzavoy, the Lokech still has the right to be Choyzer, because he, the Maisa, was duped at the time of the sale. The Loya Moicha, but the Moicha can't come crying and saying, well, it's within the time period, the Mekach, so to speak, didn't solidify, it wasn't final yet, and now the tables are turned on this honor because I sold it for 5 and it's really worth 7, so I want to be Mevatel the Mekach. The Mekach has no right to say that. Why? The Lekach tells the seller, Ilo lo yonisoni, had you not fooled me, had you not ripped me off at the time of the sale, lo hayisa yochalakse, had you sold it to me for normal, for the normal price, for, you wouldn't be able to back out. The atashonisoni, and now that you ripped me off, taxa, you should be able to be choyzer. Hey, chye choyte in this ka. How is it shayer that someone who's choyte, he did an avera, let's say, did b'sheker, whatever it is, but he overcharged me, and from there he should gain from his overcharging me to be able to be choyzer. We don't say that, and only the lakeach has the right to be choyzer. And I should add that even though we had in Sif Dalet a machlek is mechab and ramah, the mechab holds that every time there is a nisana, only the Nisana has the right to be choyzer and not the Ma'ana, unless the Nisana asks for the money. Because when he doesn't ask, you can't go back. So then the Mechab is very good. The Ramah over there says that even if the Lokech had not yet asked for his Anah, the Ma'ana has the right every time to be Mevatel the Mekach. So the Shaila is over here, how come the Ramah wasn't Magia the Mechab? He should say here too, that the Ma'ana should have a right to be choyzer, not because of his own problem that it went up to 7. He should have a right to be choyzer, because since the Lokech still has a right to be choyzer, I should also want to be choyzer, because we have to have fair grounds, so to speak. The Lokech could be man, it could be choyzer, and the man has the right to be choyzer as well. So how come over here we don't say that, and here we say that only Lokech has the right to be choyzer? And the Teretz is because Mevuah, that sheet over there, the Ramah, is coming from a Rosh, Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that's far away all the time the man could be choyzer, is because it's assumed that the Nis'ana will be choyzer. Because since the Nis'ana was fooled, we know that he's going to be choyzer. Any minute, any hour now, he's going to come back to me. So I can chapa mois, and I can call the cards first, and I can say, look, I want a beton bekach, because there's something inherently wrong with the sale, because he's going to, any minute, he's going to break the sale. But in this case, where the item went up, and the lokech had a windfall, it was a mazel they had this windfall, but the mice says he only paid 5, and the chef is now worth 7, it's likely, chances are, he will not come back to the meicha. If that's the case, then the meicha no longer has the right to be choyzer, even like the Ramah. Because the whole story was is that it's assumed that the Lokech will be choyzer, I want to be choyzer too. Here, you cannot assume that Lokech will be choyzer, because Faket, he benefited from such a deal, because it went up to 7.
So if it went down to Stutt, the amount in this honor, let's say it went up, so it's only a Stutt. So now we say on that, it's not a Mechus Baruch normally. So in this case, maybe the honor couldn't be choyzer.
This case... give me the case that you're referring to. The Maccabi's case is something which was worth 4. I overcharged it to 5, but now went up to 7. What's your case?
So now my case is it's up to 4, but it didn't go up to 7. It went up to, let's say, 4.5.
And it didn't yet reach 5?
It didn't even reach 5. But he was only assigned less than a shtut.
Well, at the time of the sale, it was assigned more than a shtut. But now, you mean...
Now the shtut would be if the ma'anek could be covered.
Correct. Look, over there too, there's a story that kol pachas mishtos, people with their cloud do not come back. And L'chayr, I mean, it's Meduyik in Rabbeinu Yonah. We'd have to look it up again, but the way I recall Rabbeinu Yonah, it was Meduyik, that there too, the Ma'ana would have no right to be Choyzer, because it's not assumed that the Nisana will call the deal, since anyway, he's only Nisana Pachas Mishos, at least at this time. But the Lokech always retains the right to come back. Even in this case, you realize, in this case, well, the better case is later on, but in this case, I don't know why he would want to be choyzer, but even though he has a better thing, it's worth 7, he would still have the option to be choyzer. Let's continue. We'll see even a similar case by Stutt.
Why isn't this halacha contained in
Why isn't it?
It's a test.
It's mashmash took it like that. But what they in that case in Sif Tes was talking about, that everything was fine. Let's take the Poshet Tana Mechaber. Everything was fine at the time of the sale, and then it was in the Shana Shah. So then we say that, no, we don't look anything past the sale. Here there was something wrong with the sale. There is a Shia Kadesh Yalataka that the Lokech would be able to back out. So we would assume that if the Lokech could back out, the sale wasn't final, so let the Mecha back out as well. No, the halacha is that only the Lokech has the right, but the Mecha has no right. If I say somehow without the Svar Shalei Chayti Niska, technically he would be able to back out.
Well,
Why are we cutting off the Shleiach Chayitim?
Because if something is not fine on the seal is mitl of a tali, there's something wrong with the seal and it's omit to be batal, right? The lekech has this window, this time, till he's going to call the deal, so the chayitim...
Without test, we think that it could be chayitim.
Without test, we think that the marka could be, and we have a new svara that that's not the dynamics of another. The dynamics of another work is that only the misana could be chayitim, and not the ma'ana shalei chayitim niska. Otherwise, we would assume that they both could be chayitim until the end of the shir kadei shir al adana.
Right to be
Chayza. Well, that could maybe only came about if they have this far of Shalei Yechayt in this kind. I mean, had we not had this far, it could have well been that the dynamics would work, that it's not final till the Sheikh Adesh Yal Taga, and then the Mark would be able to be a Chayza as well. All right, let's move on to... So even if it's a Shoegeg, even if the guy was innocent, but the idea, the dynamic, how the Tvias Anor was structured, it was structured only for the Nisana, not for the Mana. Even though he really didn't do anything wrong, let's say he was innocent, he thought that, he believes that would be the right... not the duper, not the person, let him be b'shege, but if he fooled the other person, that doesn't give him the opportunity to call the deal. He shouldn't prosper and benefit and capitalize on his fooling others, even if he was b'shege. Alright, let's move on to Sif Yud Aleph. Sif Yud Aleph is the same case, just inverted. If a seller sold something worth 5 for 4, so now the moicha was nisana, Vizal, but it went down in price, V'amad B'sholosh, and then now it was worth only 3. So now the Moichah is having the last laugh. He Lamaisa got 4 for an item which is only worth 3 now. Moichah Yachal Lagzav Eloi Lekeach. Why? Same thing. Just because you fooled me doesn't give you the right, the opportunity to be crazy. You don't have that right. I have the right, you don't have that right. So Sif Yud and Yud Aleph are really the same halacha, just inverted, one's by a lekeach, one's by a moicha, by yoisa mishtas. And Yud Beis and Yud Gimel are going to be the same dynamics, seller and buyer, by shtos. Let's see. Ha-moicha shava chamish b'sheish, if someone sells something worth 5 for 6, so now he cheated the lekeach by exactly shtos, v'lo hispik la-roisai, and he had no time to show it, well, he didn't. During the time period, Ad Shehukah went up in price, Va'amad Bishmoina, and it now went up to 8. Hare Amoicha Chayiv La'aksa Aka Shalano. Not only does the Lekeach keep the $8 item, which he only paid 6 for, but he even gets back, he's reimbursed one extra dollar from the seller between 5 and 6, because that was the Ano at the time of the sale. Shrei Nikna Mekach, at the time of the sale, the Mekach was final. V'chayiv La'aksa, and he's Mekhiv to give him back, at that point in time, he's Mekhiv to give him back the Ano of Shtos. U'kishhukah, and that when it went up, it's true went up, but it went up in the Lekeach's Rishus. So if I rip somebody off, and then subsequent to the Mechir, he ends up doing well, that's fine, but he still has a Tfiyas Hano on the Shtus. So he ends up gaining double. He has a Mazel that went up, plus he can come back to me for Hano. And so to the inverse case, Yud Gimel, Mechenu Mocha Sheish B'chamesh, if he sells something worth 6 for 5, so the Mecha was in Sana exactly Shtus, V'huzlo now went down, V'amdu HaSholosh, so he, Lemais, in retrospect, he got 5 for an item which is only worth 3 now. Still, he can still come back to the buyer and ask him for his shtus, the seller that he was ripped off. Lemais, at the time of the Mechir, the Mekach was Kayim, and it's later on, subsequent to the Mechir, the Lekach's item went down in value. But at the time of the Mechir, it was a Mechir with a right to be Tavei or no. It's a fairly simple halakas. Any questions before we move on? All right, let's move on to Sif Yud Aleph then. Comes along the Mechaba and says something that the Olam was suggesting from time to time. Contrary to popular belief, Kishem Sheyesh Ano Lehedyed, just like there's a Noah for the regular layman who goes into the store and buys something, Kach Yesh Ano LaTaga, so too there's a Noah for Taga, Apa Pishu Baki, even though he's a Baki, and he Zichu knew that there was a Noah, he's a Baki, he deals with this every day, he just bought it from his supply, he certainly knows the price, and I wasn't being over any Yissa. The Torah says, no, you were even Yissa, Kach Yesh Ano LaTaga, Apa Pishu Baki, and this Sif is Lagabi, side the Yissa, and side the recourse. You will have the regular Yisuri of a Noah, and you'll have the din of shtus to be maxa anor and yesa mishtus to be mavata lamegach. And the Rishonim explain, we're not allowed to assume that because he was a Baki, he knew how much it was worth and he was Michael, because even sometimes a Taga makes mistakes. People can make mistakes, especially since we discuss this sometimes after the Shurim, that sellers have this problem that sometimes the supplies dupe them, and from there they base their price, their markup, whatever it is, 20, 25, 30%, whatever it is, and from there they make the toys. So even though they're a Baki, they made a toys because the supply ripped them off. You can have other reasons why they might make a toys. They didn't realize the market fluctuation, whatever it is, and therefore there will be a no. However, if the Lokeach container, and he goes over to the seller and he claims, either Bari or Chidush or Chashukhan, even if he's not a Bari, even if he has Raglaim Ladov, he believes that the Meicher was aware, the Targa was aware of the price at the time of the sale, and he knew about it, and he was Meicher, and that's why he sold it to me for so cheap, or that's why he bought it from me for such a high price, because for some reason he needed it, but he Zichur knew about it, then the Baki, even though he'll have a right to Anor, will have to make a Shvua. Because it's Raglaim Ladova, he knows, and it's Pashas, and since he is a Baki, chances are he did know. So even though we have no way to prove yes or no, and he is Neman, but it will be enough of a Raglaim Ladova that will be Machayev him a Shavua.
This is
Babari or Bashema? Well, Babari Pashas, the Archashukan just says Allah, you need a Shavua. Pashas, the Archashukan has to be talking about a Tainus Shema. Because by a Tainus Bari, I don't need an Archashukan. That's the regular call God. Whenever you have a Tainus Bari, there's a Shavua says this. So Pashas, the Archashukan means that when the guy comes along and he says, it appears, it means he's not a Bari, but if he lodges such a taina, obviously he feels that the Baki, knowing the Taga, chances are he should have known about it, that's enough to cause the Taga to have to make a Shavua. The Taga will win, but they'll have to make a Shavua. We find by other cases as well, it's real, but we find by cases where a person cannot know, so you cannot have a Tainus Bari against the other party, and the other party does know what went on, and there's Raglaim Ladova, there's a Makam for Chiv Shavua, even without a Tainus Bari. And Lakhaya, this should be the same case. I don't know really if the Taga knew or not, but there is Raglaim Ladova that he should have known, and therefore he'll have to make a Shavua. Sorry? Correct. I mean, today with their club we don't give shuas, but we'll have a cheirim chama or something like that in a chanami, in a bez, and other means in tzedek, whatever it is. Correct. You'll still be over. I mean, kapish mayagaya. If you were taking advantage of the guy, you'll be over the lav, and if you weren't, you're not over the lav. But lamai said yes. You have no right to rook a seller. Or to rook a baki.
Could the Meichen now send the Shvu back to the case?
You have to think what's Mehmet
at
first. What, to be Mehapach a Shvu?
Yeah.
Okay, certain Shvu is allowed to be Mehapach, certain Shvu is not allowed to be Mehapach. I don't know where this would fall under. Not every Shvu are you allowed to be Mehapach.
No, but you can't be Mehapach a Shvu. This person's a Shem. You can't make
it. That's all, well, it'll be difficult. You're right. Also, Lamai said by Shuas, the Chilk between Shuas the Rabbanan and Shuas the Rai. So this Pasha is only the Shuas the Rabbanan. So, Lav Dafki could be Mahapak this. Alright, let's move on to Sift as well. Bechol Metaltulin with any movable object, Shayach Hono. It's Shayach Tav Hono. Afilu Besvarim. Even with Svarim, there would be a Svar to say that Svarim is ain't kotzel the name. How are you going to put a price to a Sefer Torah? It's priceless. No, even by Svarim, there is a market price to it, and the Shayach Hono. Means even though its inherent value is priceless, right? You can't measure Torah, but Lemaisa, there is a market price for it. So you are Meshubit to the market price. But filo bavonim tavis and margolias, and even by precious stones and diamonds, whatever it is, that there would be a Svara that certain times you have a right to charge more. Certain times the lokeach is more desperate because he has to match another stone in a setting and it's perfect for his setting. So there would be a reason why he should need it. So heyais, he is in his desperation to have this stone. You should be able to charge him that price because that is the price for such people. No, we say that there's a market price. There's a market price and you're not allowed to charge more than the going rate for such a diamond. And the lokeach has a right to come back. Normally we have a shir kadesh shir al ataga. Here the Makab is saying that the latagorim habekim behem b'chom makom shehem. Why? Sheina kol bekim b'dvar meilo. Not every person is a baki. For a gallon of milk or for a box of cereal, basically we're all bekim. You can ask people and with a few minutes you'll get an assessment. You want to know how much a diamond is worth, how much a sefer Torah, let's say, is worth, as other items, that requires a degree of mumchias which the stam b'nei adam do not have. and it's going to be more difficult to get an assessment. If there's no one in your area who knows how to assess, properly assess diamonds or silver, whatever it is, and you brought it with you to another city, you brought it to Manhattan, and over there are people who could assess, or after some time, even normally Kadesh Yal Zaga is like we said, a day, 2 days, this is months later, but finally a mumka from Manhattan came out to some hick town, the Odioi, and he told him, and he notified him, Shatah Hareza Chayza, he still has a right to be Chayza. Because like we said, the Shir Kadesh Yal Zaga is not written in stone, it's a Shir Kafi the item, Kafi the Malkin, Kafi the Zman. If you have certain items which require more time to be able to get an opinion, then you'll have more time. And diamonds go under such a category. Diamonds are difficult to assess, and therefore you have more time, that is, until you bring the diamond with you to the other city and get an assessment, or you could wait till the assessor comes to your town. Now, even though the Mechaber says a lashon at the end, which implies like you could be passive and wait for him to tell you, it's not true. The second you know that there's an assessor in town, you have a chiv, that's when the clock starts to tick. You have a chiv, kadei she'al ataga, now you have a chiv to go after him and find the price. Now you have no longer an excuse. He's here, you have a taga that you could show him. But you're not mechuyev. Not only that, I'll make a bigger deal. Not only aren't you mechuyev to go out of town, but even the Mechaber says, implies that even if you're going to Manhattan anyway, you're not mechuyev to take the item with you to show. If you have it, if you brought it with you to another city, then the clock will start of Kadesh Yal Ataga. But you're not mechuyev to bring the item with you. And as far being, even though we have other items like money later on, we're going to see that by money you are mechuyev to bring it. The chilek is money people carry with them, it's not a problem. But you're not mechuyev to schlep, I bought a table and I need an assessment for a table. I'm not mechuyev to schlep the table with me wherever I go. It's ridiculous. Even a diamond, which is easy to carry, but I don't want to take the risk of losing it or whatever it is. I'm not mechuyev to take items with me to show. If I happen to have taken it with me anyway, then yes, then I'll have a shir kadei shir al ataga. Okay, so let me repeat the question. The question is, what happens at the time of the sale, shortly after the sale, you got an assessment, which you thought was a valid assessment, and at that point, the mumka told you you were not nisana, and later on, sometime later, 2 years later, whatever, you bumped into a greater mumka, and he told you that you are nisana. Do you have a right to go back? Well, first of all, if the market fluctuated, then you have no right. It means just because 2 years later, like we mentioned before, just because 2 years later you were nisana, doesn't mean 2 years ago you were nisana. You would have to get an opinion 2 years later that was the value 2 years ago, and even then you were nisana. But let's say you even get that. By mum, we have a share that you have loylam chayzi, not mechuyev to show it in the first place. So it's only limited to anor that you have a share kadesh yala daga. But even with that, there was such a maisa, Chuvus HaRosh, the Torah brings down later on, that there was such a maisa, he brought it to Levi, and Levi told him a price, and Levi messed up, and the Achrayim, the way the Rosh says, and the Achrayim bring out from the Rosh, and the Sivas and others, is that considered a noinus. We have a halacha before, that even though you have a Shia Kadesh Yala Taga, you look in Sif Zayin, it says, from Yavar Shahayaloi Oinus, and if you can prove that you were nanas, in this case, if you could prove that you went to that mumcha, and that mumcha gave you a wrong estimate, and because of that you were saimach on him, then that would be an oinus. But you would have to prove that you went to that mumcha. In absence of that, I would assume that you never went to any mumcha, and you were a mumcha. But if you can prove that you went to a mumcha, and you were misguided, and a chanami, you would have a shir, because that would be an oinus.
We pass on like the Chachamim, the Chomot Alpam and Shai Kanor. You're raising an issue, what happens if no two are alike? Well, the reason why you have that child is because we live in a world that everything is aimed at meaning Shini. Everything, come out, 90% of our goods are mass produced and the tables are tables. Right, but Bizmanehem, everything was different. No two tables were alike, no two couches were alike, no two anything was alike, because everything was handmade, and even the same craftsman who made one, the next one is going to be slightly different. But we have a base to assess a price, because the mumcha would know, well, if that's like this, and this is just slightly different, it's significant, it's comparable, it's the same price, it's a drop more, drop less, but we can deduce a price from that. So that was vice versa never, because Abazai, if you had such a habit, then basically you could shelve the whole hukus or not at the times of the Gemara, because the note cannot, no two items are alike.
Even now, say the Torah, from this machaber, you should round the same price. So write 10. So all 10 will be around the same price.
I'm not sure, is that true? Sometimes probably the machaber knows that this one he did a drop better, probably would draw a lot of, I don't know, I have no idea the metzias.
I know in the mezuzahs it works like that. Well, this person saw.
Right, that could be a little more. Correct.
It doesn't matter, you write 100 of them.
Because then you wait 2 hours to write a mezuzah.
What?
Sorry? Okay, Lamai says, the Mechabah says, you want to know what's a chiv atecha to find out. One thing is clear, the Mechabah, you see that you're not mechiv to have the atecha of bringing the item with you to another city. So that's very maxed out. That's very too much. What is the threshold? Masham says that you are mechiv to send a letter to find out. And in today's times, like I said, most things are mass-produced, and b'mini shinoi, l'chayra, you have a chiv of sending a letter, a fax, an email, a phone call, whatever it might be to ascertain a price, even though it could take you 20 minutes to call a few stores or whatever it is. But you would be mechayv to do that. Even if there's no mumcha in town, you'd still be able to call up on the phone. With a diamond now, because you can't do that over a phone. But most items you can do over a phone and say, I bought a table, a Sony Walkman, whatever it is, what is the price for a tape recorder, whatever, and you'll get a price. And that you are mechuyev, and partially mechuyev to do that, even though maybe it's a long distance phone call, that's considered negligible, that's nothing. But you're not mechuyev to risk and schlep an item with you and risk losing it or breaking it on the way, that you're not mechuyev to do. That we see from the Mechama. But to send a letter, that's already the Masham said you're mechuyev to do. If you can mechuyev to do a letter and you're kosher, can you mechuyev to make a phone call? All right, any other questions?
I'm actually coming back from the question of thinking, so the call at store to ascertain the price, even though no one can divide it. Mentioned it.
Right, so that is a problem of another storm, which is in Reish Chav Ches. But we did mention that the way to get out of this problem is by telling the store that I'm just curious. You're open with it, so you might not have to be so open to say that you already bought it. And you're not, I'm not buying, I'm just curious to know the price. Correct. If you tell him, like that beforehand, so you're not even in another storm. Another storm is to Lena Valameka that he thinks he has a customer. If you tell me.
That was only by
Yiddish
store or even
the Goethe store? What, that is of Tel Aviv? Pashtis, I mean, it's really not only, but Pashtis is only by Yiddish store. I want to be Medaik, it's a Rashbam in the end of Psochem, which is Mashma, that's only by Yid, not by a guy. Could be it's Tel Aviv Machlekes Yishayna. Could be. But Rav Yishayna would hold that's only by Yid. Depends on what the Isser is over there. But I'd rather save it to Reish Chav Ches to discuss that. All right.
The
problem is,
it's very good chance
you're
not going to get a positive response from the merchant if
you
tell them that you're buying it. Huh?
You're not going to get a fair
market
price?
You're not going to talk to either.
Depending on how standard the item is. Yeah, if he has to make an assessment, he's not going to invest the time it takes. If you tell him you have a job, I have to sheetrack the house, and he's going to ask you a bunch of questions, how many feet was it, square feet, and how high is the walls, and he has to make the cheshbonis, he'll tell me, you know, I'm not interested. But if you call up any store and you ask, I'm just curious, tell me how much a bottle of milk is, I don't think anyone will decline to answer that. I don't believe so. But you live and learn.
Now you're saying that this thing of out of town is that they get only where you have to bring the paper.
Right? Something right. If you'll have to be something unique, you'll have to bring the item. You're not mechuyev to bring the item. You have the right to sit back and wait till a mumka comes to your town, or if you happen to have it with you, you bring it to the Kala, and the Kala lives in New York anyway, so you bring it anyways, and then once you're there ready, then you have the shekhe de shiar, the tag. I mean, that's when the shiar kicks in. It's good to point out. It's not pshat that once you didn't start off with the shiur, then you can stay like this forever. It's not true. The second you have an availability, you have a tag around, you gotta then show it to the tag and you have a shiur kadeh shiur la tag. All right, let's
You pay a taga?
You can pay a taga to give you an assessment. The only thing is that Pasha is not mechuyev to pay a taga to give you an assessment. We don't find that you're mechuyev to expend great amounts of tich or risk, right? You're not mechuyev to take the item to another town because you risk ruining the item, right? There's a certain value to that risk. You're not mechuyev to take that risk. You're not mechuyev again as well to spend a significant amount of money to get an assessment.
But once you pay the taga could be your aid and bezel.
Could be.
Your aid and bezel.
Well, now that would become a little difficult because it's conflict of interest. He's now. But so what? It's irrelevant. You come to Bezen with a taina that you have a taga giving you this opinion. That's why you went back to the seller. And now you go to a dintar and now it'll be the mutalan of the yadim to find out. Right? You never have to go. You yourself, by the way, it's good to mention, you yourself don't have to go to three tagarim to find out. You don't have the responsibility that Bezin has. You just have to be tipped off that there's a probable or not. If you go to one tag and that tag tells you there's a problem, that already gives you the right or an excuse to go back to the seller. Now whether your target was right or whether it pans out that there is a not or no or not, we'll see. You both go to a dintar, or you work it out together, and you'll get three independent assessments, and from there you'll figure out if you're in the zana.
Back in those problems, you call up and say, I'm curious, is that on those words?
No, I'm not interested in buying. I'm calling up. I'm just curious. I want to know the price.
Do you have to come? I don't have intention of buying from you to another price, but can you just come? I'm curious.
I don't know, depending what I'm curious means. I don't know. You tell me.
I'm in the version. I get a call. I'm curious what the price is. My mind
is
thinking, if the price is right,
then
buy by me.
Okay, so you can mention that I'm not holding by buying it now.
Okay, yeah.
Later.
Sorry?
The problem, because you made
it. Anytime you get a phone call, you assume that people are curious to buy. They're not just pricing you around. That's why you buy, that's your calling. Wait, no. Are you competitive to what the next guy might have made up to you? Otherwise, not. That's basically the philosophy of why somebody calls for price.
Yeah, but sometimes they want to know what kind of prices you have. So a different item might come. This item I'm not going to buy from you. I already bought it. Well, I want to find out. How do you compare? I'm going to buy something.
I'll buy you because you have a lower.
You have to tell the guy, I'm not buying
from you. You have to tell him that you shouldn't be. You know, he shouldn't be holding his breath that he has a customer here. That's what you have to tell him. What that means practically, I don't know. If you want to tell me that curious sends the wrong message, and maybe an economic curious is not enough. But whatever, it's clear to the seller that he does not have a customer right now. Look, put it this way. If you buy something and you call up another seller, I'm interested in the couch. I've already bought a couch. I call up someone, sell a couch. I say, oh, I'm just curious. Tell me the price. And you tell me a price which is far below that guy sold for me. I'm sure that the next time I buy couches, it's not going to be by the first guy, it's going to be by the second guy. So he has that option to have a future look at. But as long as he made it clear to the guy, he's not holding by buying it now. All right, then it's maybe a bad example. But let's just recap here. We don't have time for the next if. But basically, the halacha is that a moicha, or for that matter, a lokeach as well, in order to ascertain that there was a price, that there was a mekach. It has to be that he has a value, an assessment of what happened at the time of the sale, not what happened later on. If it's something which is b'chdei she'ena das toya, that's a built-in mechila. And then we have a bunch of scenarios, but basically what it is that we always look at the price of the sale. After that, it's irrelevant if it went up or down in price. And another point that we learned as well, which is very important, is that there is no excuse by a baki. Even by a baki, there's going to be the hilchos of the lavim and the recourse as well. There is no excuse to be man a baki claiming that he knew about it. All right, let's stop here.
You buy something,
if you buy something and you pay more than double, something or so less that the seller sells it for so less, that will constitute a mechila.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.